Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, here we are. I hope you're enjoying. You can click to listen anytime. Olá, boa tarde. Estamos muito contentes de estar inaugurando nosso primeiro sistema VoIP. Boa tarde, seja bem-vindo ao nosso programa The English Bible, Comparison of the New Testament Translations. My name is Angela Guerrato. We are opening our chat session right now, and we are going to be starting to make our simultaneous transmission also through voice system via TalkShoe. Muito obrigada por estar conosco nessa. Gostaríamos de saber se você está no ar, você poderá também estar solicitando para entrar pelo Skype. Nós preferimos que você entre pelos números que estão aí. E se você quiser apenas ouvir, então você pode clicar no botão laranja à sua esquerda. Estamos providenciando uma conexão especial aqui. E pedimos que você tenha um pouco de paciência enquanto nos acompanha nesse desafio de hoje à tarde. Gostaríamos de saber quem está conosco para que nós pudéssemos nos apresentar. We have some friends from Facebook today. Yes, I have invited some friends from Facebook. It looks like we have people from Portugal, too. Alguém está aí de Portugal, não? Ok, vamos iniciar aqui. Ok. Nós não estamos conseguindo. Nós vamos ter que nos desconectar e nos conectar novamente para poder colocarmos todos no ar simultaneamente. Vamos com paciência, ok? We would like to start today listening to the book of Ephesians. Você pode ver aí no nosso blog a carta de Paulo aos Efésios. Carta de Paulo à Igreja Batista Ágape. Você pode substituir pelo nome da sua igreja, né? O importante é que hoje nós escolhemos estar estudando esta carta em inglês, ok? E nós vamos começar ouvindo aqui uma tradução narrada por Max McLean. Mais ou menos, esse é o nome dele. Vamos ver. Ok. We're going to start with the NIV translation.
Paul's letter to the
Ephesians. Se você está nos ouvindo e você não fala inglês, solicitamos
Paul,
que você se identifique.
An apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. To the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his
We are coming back. Hello. Hello, here we are back online. Please be patient with us, okay? We are going to try make the connection with TalkShoe because we have other friends over there who would like to join us. We already have from India, Brother Emmanuel. He's joining us via Skype, and we are glad that he could make it. We would also like to let you know that we have a lot of good things prepared for you today. We would like to invite you to take a look at our board. We have some new things at Biblia.doc today for you, especially for you who want to study the English Bible with us. Okay? I'm going to repeat for you the letter of the Ephesians, which we have on our blog under the name of the letter of Paul to the Igreja Agape. Okay? So we are going to be working on this. We want to be praying and offering to God this recording and asking for his help because we need it.
Aleluia, Senhor. Nosso coração está aberto para ti, Senhor. Continua a operar nas nossas vidas e particularmente, Senhor, através desta gravação que consagramos a Ti, Senhor, que dedicamos a Ti, que depositamos no Teu altar aos Teus pés, para que Tu chanceles, para que Tu confirmes, para que Tu unjas sobrenatural e profeticamente. Registra nesta noite, Senhor, neste CD, nesta gravação, a marca da Tua glória, em nome de Jesus. Nome de Jesus. Tu és bem-vindo, Senhor, nesta hora. Tu és bem-vindo a esta gravação. Tu és bem-vindo, Senhor. É para Ti, é Teu, é pertence a Ti, Senhor. Nós somos Teus, Senhor. Tudo para Ti. Tudo para Ti, Senhor. Tudo para Ti. Aleluia, Jesus. Glória a Deus.
Ok. Okay. Sometimes we get cut this way back here. We hope you are able to listen and we need your feedback. Please help us with your feedback. We are at this moment trying the connection with the Facebook group, which we invited to join us today. We hope. going to come to our study of the English Bible. If you have any comments to make on the English Bible, please leave your comments on our chat. Okay, you can also visit bibliadoc.bibliautomatica.com. As you can see our widget, when you roll down the screen, you will see, and you can get this widget and copy the code onto your site. We would like to speak a little bit about our new we are testing for the first time today simultaneous broadcasting through Genuine Speakport, calling that Brazil Broadcasting over IP. If you're patient with us, okay, because that way we are going to be able to join the community of Facebook, and we have many friends there who will help us study the English Bible, all right? Okay, you've been listening to the recording, which can be found at listenersbible.com. You can make a free download, and you can see the links if you browse through our blogs, okay, the ones that we have indicated, especially BibliaDoc. Okay, you have the yellow window, the BibliaDoc widget. See all we have for you today. We have arranged for you, have the Bible. Hello, we are back on the air. Okay, we never give up, do we? Have you tried the link for the Ephesian letter to the Igreja Batista Agape? If you're online and you're from one church, specific church,
Hello? Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
Listen to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Hello. We hope you're enjoying listening to the English Standard Version, Ephesians chapter 1. You can see the link on the chat. You can click on the green button on the top of the page to join our chat session. Okay? We are studying different versions of the English Bible today, and in a minute we will be making a quick comparison of the three main translations we have today. Okay? We have already seen the New International Version. Now we are going to see the English Standard Version, and the book is Ephesians chapter 1. And we hope you will just hold on just until we get all set up for you to offer you the best English Bible meeting you've ever had, for God's glory, okay? I apologize because I'm having a lot of difficulty here with the equipment, and it's really, I'm trying my best here, but we have had a hard time today because we don't have much space. That's the truth. We don't have much space on our computer. Yes, we are praying for a new one. Okay, so we are trying to join our friends at Facebook, okay? And we hope you will hold on just one more second for us, okay? We are going into our talk show site through Facebook, okay? And we are really glad that you made it today. We would like to hear from you. We would like to have you see all of the information we are leaving on the blogs, okay? All of the indications for links. And if you have a suggestion, we would like to hear it, okay? We are trying to join Facebook. We have left
welcome
the,
to talk
the
to.
Link
please
to Facebook
enter the call ID,
so you can access
the
your
key.
Search of our site there. Okay?
You may access the call up to 15 minutes before its scheduled start time.
Okay, we're going to talk to you now, okay? We believe there are some people waiting for us. Okay. It's a brand new way to learn English, isn't it? And it works. And you will see. Okay. Okay.
I was not. Please enter the call ID followed by the pound key. Access the. Enter your PIN followed by the pound key. If you are not a TalkShoe member, press 1, then pound. To get access to all.
Okay, looks like we're going to make. I can't even see my cursor on. That will make it.
Your PIN was not recognized or is being used by another caller. VoIP users, note unreliable across the internet. Please be persistent. You may dial at any time during this announcement. Enter your PIN followed by the pound key. If you are not a TalkShoe member, press.
Time with the
your
server.
PIN was
that's
not
a problem.
Note that touch tones can across the internet. Please be persistent. You may dial at any time enter your PIN
you
followed
cut.
By the pound key. If you are not a TalkShoe member, press 1, then pound. To get access to all features, sign up for a free account at TalkShoe.com.
We are trying to connect with our PIN number. Okay, we are back. I hope you didn't. It's all my fault. I apologize. Okay, we have been listening to Max McLean, and we are on our experimental phase, especially with this. Hello again. Here we are. We are so glad to be back. We hope that the English Bible will become one of the best programs we have. We have not been able to get a hold of TalkShoe, and we are not trying because we don't have enough speed here for that, okay? And we don't have enough space nor speed. So let us go back, and you probably could listen to the full KJV version, the King James version, which was the first version of the Bible, which King James translated into English, okay? And we in the New King James, okay? And we also have the TNIV, which is today's NIV, and we are going to... simple comparisons between translations. Of course, we know how reliable the King version is, and it's a traditional translation which everybody trusts. We like to listen to your comments. We are going to learn the NIV by Max McLean, and then we are going to.
We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head. Even Christ. In him, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way.
Okay, I'm still trying, okay? I'm not going to give up. We said we are...
The letter of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Paul.
And what?
An apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. To the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, so that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because
welcome
I have heard of your
to.
Faith in the Lord
please
Jesus
the ID,
and your love toward all the saints,
key.
I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this
Hello, yes, we are back again. We hope you can give us your feedback, all right? We are almost being able to reach folks at Toshu and make that broadcasting over IP simultaneously, okay? We'd like to share with you some about the letter to the Ephesians today. We noticed the King James Version is a version which uses the archaic English. You know, it's very reliable to the original Greek text, and that's why it is adopted by the most traditional Bible readers in the United States. Okay, we can compare. We have the English Standard Version, right? Besides these three versions that we are focusing today, we have several other versions of Ephesians in the English Bible. We have, for example, as I said, the New King James Version, which is a very good version as well. If you would like to learn more about these different Bible versions, you can go into our blog that will be posted right after the program. And we want you to know that we are going to be also recording some more concerning this program, because we have this difficulty trying to connect to our friends at Spoke Media Talk Show and doing that for simultaneous translation. Okay, I would like to ask a question, and that's like a poll, and we are going to be posting this poll at the site i.m.name. We have several polls at that site, but this one specifically will be concerning this, and we might also have another post at Bibliadoc, bibliadoc.bibliautomatica.com. Okay, you have the links on your right column. And you may see a link to Bible Gateway, through which you can see a verse of the day. You can see it in English. We have the full Portuguese Bible also posted on that blog by chapters. You can choose the chapter you want to see. So if you go over there, you can read the chapters. Okay? Bibliadoc.bibliautomatica.com. Ok, se você quer saber a tradução para o português, você pode ir para o nosso blog agora, liadoc.bibliautomatica.com, não é? E você poderá ver, então, a tradução de Efésios, capítulo 1, em português, né? É, a tradução que nós temos no português, né? Essa do João Ferreira de Almeida, que está agora em domínio público, ela é basicamente uma tradução baseada na New King James, a primeira tradução que nós fizemos, né, aqui em português. E eu quero dizer para vocês que nós temos também publicado algumas informações na área de tradução. Estamos acrescentando outros documentos na área de tradução no site bibliadoc.bibliautomatica.com. E se você quiser nos acompanhar, né, nós pedimos que, se você está tendo alguma dificuldade, você possa solicite ajuda especial, né? E nós teremos o maior prazer em atender. Pedimos que você esteja em oração, porque nós estamos procurando nos conectar com um grupo de cristãos, né? Que nós estamos conhecendo ali no Facebook. E estamos fazendo uma transmissão simultânea com esse grupo ali, né? Via TalkShow. E nós estamos com a experiência, né? Quase conseguindo. O nosso problema é o equipamento, realmente, porque nós ainda não estamos trabalhando muito com nossa de Batista Águia, mas nós estamos, em nome de Jesus, nós queremos estar em breve trabalhando no estúdio para que os problemas técnicos, pelo menos, diminuam aí bastante. E estejamos orando uns pelos outros, ok? Let's be praying for one another. All right, we would like to be praying for Pastor Luizinho. Pastor Luizinho is sick and he's going to be starting chemotherapy and radiotherapy. He is our local president here in Northeast Brazil. We ask you to be praying for him. We would like to have your comments at Bibliadoc. If you have any special comments, we are going to be adding something special for translation idea, but the general documents on translation will be posted at bibliadoc.bibliautomatica.com. I deserve this group deserves one blog just for itself, not the genuine info blogs. We also have some fast posting blogs here at Gen 1, and we have a lot of information you can use. And we would like for you to run through the information real quick. If you speak only English and you would like a translation, maybe we could provide that if you request. All right. So as we were speaking about the King James Version of the Bible, let's take one verse, for example. If we go to Bible Gateway, all right, and we would like for you to follow us onto the Bible Gateway. All right, we go to Bible Gateway. We are going to do a comparative study of the translation. And that's what we are going to be using most of the time here, I believe, unless the Lord leads another direction. We are going to be using the Bible Gateway site. Bible Gateway is a wonderful site for the study of the English Bible, and even for the Bible in other languages. I would like to say that our sites in Brazil are also excellent. And we have the Bible Society sites, which translate the Bible in every different languages and versions. And we encourage you to take a look at some of the Bible Society sites. We will also I try to post on our quick posting system here. And we'd like to let you know that you can be sending us any information you'd like to add to our program on the English Bible. Information, you can send us pictures, you can send us videos, you can send us text or anything else that you think might enrich our conversation. And we would be glad to have you co-host with us. Okay? We need help. Yes. As you can tell, right? We need all kind of help here, and we are glad that. And let's prepare friends at Facebook, which I have been able to connect with yet. It's all my fault. It's all my fault. I apologize. But, we have to try to work fast, but sometimes things go a little slower than we would like them to. Right? Okay. What can we do to study the English Bible? As I said, we can certainly make the best use possible of all different sites that have been putting together the different versions, so we can compare the translation. Then we can reflect upon the influence or importance of each translation on the capturing of the meaning and even on the application of that information, which has been translated from the original languages and then retranslated and then reinterpreted. And we know how difficult and how important it is that we reflect, that we rethink the way the translation work is done. I am no specialist in translation. Okay, I am just a lover of the languages, and I would like to help illustrate as much as I can the Bible such a way that the meaning may become clearer and clearer and clearer. Okay, and as we study through the different versions, that's one help we can get, right? Yes. And we believe that the Lord will be certainly guiding us through all this process. And if you don't give up, you will not regret. All right. As you could see, we were listening to MacLean. Yes, sometimes. I can't pronounce that sometimes. I was requesting some help from some English pronunciation specialists, and we hope to have them in the program soon, okay? So we hope to really help you in understanding of the English Bible. We do have a service we will make available to you. You may be demanding back from us, okay, everything that we've been putting here, because really, I said, trying to work so fast.
Is named not only in this age but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Hello, I am back. Can you hear us? Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear us? Let us have your feedback. Yes? All right. You were listening to the English Standard Version, first chapter of Ephesians. We are now going back to the New International Version.
Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. To the saints in Ephesus, the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth.
Yes, here we are, back. I'm so glad that you didn't give up. You're not going to regret. All right, we are now, as I said, going to look at the comparative translation analysis of portions in Ephesians, the letter to the Ephesians written by the Apostle Paul. All right. Yes, now we are going to be reading from Bible Gateway. We prepared for you research in which we are analyzing two verses from five different translations, including the three ones that we've been listening to. And we will try to keep going from here, right? We are not in a hurry. We want to get it all set up and offer you the best that we can. As I said, hold on, and you will not regret. All right, Bible Gateway. Here, at the link that you see on the chat, you can try to link to via your browser on another window. Okay, and we have chosen for this portion of the program to talk about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. First, we are going to Ephesians 1, 6. All right. As I was going to say, the New International Version is a very well-renowned version. We are going to have an opportunity to go a little deeper into all the comparative features that we may address in dealing with these different versions of the English New Testament, right? The Holy Bible is so rich. It's so rich, and it's such a responsibility for the translation teams to work through that and to bring to the readers the best they can. All right? And since we've been talking some about the glory and how his glory has relevant to us as the one he loves, because God loves his son and loves us through his son. And he loved us even to the point of sending his son to die for us. We would like to compare now, verse 6 of Ephesians 1. Okay? It says, right? We are coming from verse 5, and that, of course, there are other verses that we can discuss and we can come back to that. But he was talking about how we were predestined to adoption as sons according to the kind intention of him. In fact, verse 6, we could also compare when they say, according to the good pleasure of his will, or the translation says, in accordance with his pleasure and will. You know, there are little, very slight differences between these translations. I'm not going to go into the translations like the Living Translation, the Message, the Amplified Bible yet, but we may go into that as well, because I believe those translations help a lot in bringing light to the meaning. Okay, and also in bringing us to a better assimilation of the content, right? Verse 6 of the feast, when it says in the NIV, to the praise of his, we are predestined to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. And that's the way it's in the NIV now. Let's see how it says in the NIV, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. All right, what's the difference here? Okay, the first one says, to praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given. And over here, he says, with which he has blessed us. You can see that John is the first talking about how God acted upon us by giving us something, right? Which was the adoption according to his good intention. So that's an action. The translation in verse 6 on the ESV says, which he has blessed us with, right? Or with which he has blessed us. So with this adoption, he has blessed us, right? Okay, if I say with which he has blessed us, what's missing there? All the richness of this New International Version, which says, which he has freely given us. You see, freely given translate the blessing idea. And the blessings and idea sometimes seem so obvious to us, but a free gift that was given to us, it also shows transaction unto us, and I appreciate that. Yes, that makes me feel more of the weight of that meaning, right? Of the adoption value, right? So the glorious, right, was that adoption. And so he's emphasizing that. Now let's see the King James, wherein he hath made us accepted, wherein. Okay, this wherein is a good reference to the grace. You see, it brings you back to the idea of grace, And it tells you that in grace and through grace and by grace, right, he has done something to us, which is he has made us accepted in the beloved. This one translation is also so rich. It's even, in my way of looking at it, a little bit richer than the NIV. If you look at all the meaning that can come through each word, like the wherein, which refers back to grace, right? And also the idea of the way there was some work done in us, right? Which made us, by God, accepted in the beloved. And the beloved is also a very beautiful word, right? The one he loves is not bad either. Okay? So I believe that one of the best things that we can profit from studying these beautiful translations of the English Bible is all the poetry that has to go through the heart of the translator and the interpreter in order to bring to the reader something that will condense and at the same time expand and become and remain faithful to the structure, not to the point of compromising the idea or the meaning, right? Not that we are so clear as to where one begins and the other one ends, right? But the fact is that you can compare, and not only the fact that the glorious grace of God is so glorious, right? We need special words to talk about that glory, and we need to reflect upon that when we try to translate. And but you know how difficult it is, since when we are translating that within the English language, right? You have your meaning, but even so, as you can tell, only from these three translations, which are not very apart from each other in terms of how they depended upon each other for translating, we can tell how much it matters, the way it comes, right? So we can see now the comparison. We could go now into the comparison with a more literal translation, that like the old Young's Literal, right? The YLT, Young's Literal Translation, which says, "To the praise of the glory of his grace, in which he did make us accepted in the beloved." As you can see, if we really think that Young's translation is literal, as it promises to be, the King James Version comes the closest. Okay, if you disagree with me, you are more than welcome to come into the conversation. You can do that using your phone and writing via Skype, or you can just listen to the program. Let me tell you that Skype is not a bad idea, right? You can actually be joining us via Skype. And let me also tell you that the reason we are looking into alternatives to these programs is that we will overcome all the barriers in the name of Jesus. All barriers that might be hindering us from enjoying the best we can all these resources for God's glory. And we are talking about the English Bible, the rich English Bible, which has been used by most modern translators when they translate into their language now. As we have been seeing here in Brazil, we are not very far from the last translation of the New International Version, and it looks like people are enjoying it. Yes. Let's now take a look of this New International Reader's Version so you can compare the concern of the NIV when it says, all those things bring praise to his glorious grace. God freely gave us his grace of the one he loves. What is the NIRV? I haven't heard of a translation of it into Portuguese. The NIRV is a translation for new readers, right? So you can tell how broken the English looks. There is no poetry, no joining together of meaning, but they want to be as simple as they can, right? All those things bring praise to his glorious grace. Very simple. Those things, okay, reference to adoption and his grace, right? All those things bring praise to his glorious grace, right? I would love to hear from you. I would love to know about your feedback. I would like to remind you that you should be very attentive to our program and schedules because we are going to be scheduling some surprise shows, surprise programs for you, okay? And be praying for us because we are looking into that VoIP idea in order to be able to provide more opportunities for you to be joining us through different means. Okay, you can just click to listen if you like, but if you would like to send us a comment in English or in Portuguese, you have an email posted on our main entrance of the genon.info page, right, which is the Radio Amor Agape page, right? Yes, and if you would like to know what's coming on, you can just paste our link, which is amoragapi.genuine.info. Okay, friends, so the verse on these five different versions has been studied, and as I said, the NIRV is a very simple version for readers, but in my opinion, it's not so clear when it comes to grasping the meaning. If you disagree with me, please get in touch with me, okay? Do you think, that's my question, that the attempt to write a new international readers version has been well succeeded? Successful. Okay, let me know. Right, let's go with verse 7 because we're almost running out of time. Yes, verse 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Okay, I repeat, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Clear. Okay? That's what I can say about this verse. Yes, Steve? If you're with me, okay, we have the link on the chat, right? Bible Gateway. To the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the beloved. No, I'm sorry, I was in the old verse. Okay, I'm sorry. Verse 7 again. ESV. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. So trespasses instead of sins, and the rest is the same. Trespasses. So that's a heavy word, trespasses. And I have the meaning for that here. If we can reach that page, let's see. Okay. How does the KJV say? It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, so I'm saying, the forgiveness of sins, same as the NIV, according to the riches of his grace, not different. Right? Oh, what was it in the literal translation? In whom we have the redemption through his blood, the remission of the trespasses. The trespasses. The makes a difference there, okay? It's not just the remission of sins. It's the remission of the sins, in case, the trespasses. And trespasses is a heavier word than sins, as I feel, anyway. According to the riches of his grace. And the reader's version would say, we have been set free because of what Christ has done. Now, see how explanatory it is. Through his blood, our sins have been forgiven. It doesn't translate that heaviness of the idea of sin, like the trespasses word that was attempted by the KJV and the ESV, right? And it says, we have been set free because God's grace is so rich. You can tell here, now they use three different phrases, in order to translate that in a way that become clear and plain and simple. But when you try to become clear and simple and too plain, it becomes too plain, doesn't it? And sometimes you have to have some emphasis. The emphasis can be done by a word that would fit in a more interesting way, right? Or the emphasis can be done through the way you build the phrase, the sentence, the way you connect the words, the way you make the words join each other, right? And one of the characteristics of this translation, the NIRV, is that it's all very separate and divided and broken up in such a way that anybody could read, right? I mean, they could read, but they could not maybe they could not take the full force or something, right? All right. Well, I hope you are enjoying it. And if you have suggestions for the way we are doing this, please let us know, okay? One thing I would like to do before the end of the program, I would like to thank you. I would like to thank you very much for your support in prayer, your support in the downloads. You know, each time we hear download, we really become happier. Yes, we do. We become happier. I want to, as soon as we get the rhythm here, we want to run a little faster with you, okay? Going through the different verses, right? We're going to be picking some special verses. And if you have a suggestion of one specific verse that you would like to compare in translation and interpretation, please let us know. And now, the homework for today. Yes, the homework is, okay, looking into all that we talked about, how would you translate these two verses? Yes? Now, I want the second part of the homework translated into English with your own translation in English, and also translated into Portuguese. Now, the third part of the homework is, okay, translate for two different publics, audiences. All right? Yes, you have homework. Now, you can't say you didn't get a homework, and I want you to participate. Yes. What can you do? We will let you know when you come back for the downloads. When you come back for the site, you will see on the program some comments. On these comments, we are giving you more instructions on how to proceed, right? And we will soon be announcing a complement to this program, which was supposed to have taken 2 hours. We are glad to be trying to connect, to talk to you. We were not able to, but I want you to know that it's going to be for our own good, yes, and it will be all to the praise of God's glorious grace, which He has blessed us in the beloved, or as the NIV would say, it will be all to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. Well, I think I prefer to say that in the KJV. Let me see. And this will be to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Yes? How did you like my archaic English? Yes. All right. It's very beautiful. The KJV version is a very beautiful language. And that's why it's so loved, well loved by everybody. I want you to know that we are going to be bringing the new King James Version here too and make a comparison. Why do they make something new, right? Why do they make new translations? Why a new living? Why a new KJV? Why a today's? Why a readers? Why a new readers? And so on and so forth, right? I believe we may have some English friends online. I did see Brother Emmanuel. I want to greet him. Thank you, Brother Emmanuel, for joining us. I'm sorry I couldn't talk much with you before the program because of all those arrangements I was trying to make. I hope you will be praying for these arrangements to proceed well. And please remember to be praying for this ministry. Remember to spread the news and expect great things because God is glorious in all His grace. I mean, He's glorious in all of His grace, wherein He hath made us so well beloved like He is. Right? All right. Let's do something special in the four remaining minutes we have in the program. Okay? I would like to remind you that we're going to come back to the devotional. We have in a devotional chat. We are going to have it in Portuguese, but we may sometime come with an English devotional, right? Because this is just a study of the English Bible and the way that we can translate it. But we do it with fear and trembling. Yes, with fear and trembling. Okay, since I voted on the King James today, I want to listen to the King James until the end, all right? May God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
He has started this.
Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, wherein He hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will, that we should be to the praise of His glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession.
Blog Talk Radio.
4-0-1-0.
Key. Hello, everybody. I think we made it to talk to you. Hello, friends.
Please enter the call ID. Followed by the pound key. If you are not a talk show, access to all features, sign up for a free account.
Hello.
If you are not a talk show, at TalkShoe.